أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك. In the previous ayat we read where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala appeals to mankind and says, O insan, and the various categories of insan were referred to, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. What has put you in deception with regard to your Rabb, and by Rabb, by His being our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, to whom we are going to return, that was more than enough for man to turn to Allah Ta'ala. But Allah explained together with that His great quality, that He is Al-Kareem, that He is most kind, most gracious, most compassionate. In Rabb, everything is already there, but that Allah is Kareem, more Allah Ta'ala stresses that. And in Al-Kareem, there were four meanings that were referred to. One is, Kareem is that being who gives us without us even asking Him. None of us ask that we want to come into existence, we ask for eyes or anything, or everything Allah has given to us. More than that also Allah Ta'ala is given. And then Kareem is that being who gives us more than what we expect. A person goes, for example, he's expecting 5 rand and he gets 5 million rand in return. Allah Ta'ala gives even more than that. And then Kareem is that being who gives without us being worthy of it. What and what Allah Ta'ala gives which we are not worthy of. For example, Jannat which Allah will give, where are we worthy of it? Well, we are so full of faults in every way, but it is the karam of Allah Ta'ala that He still gives us everything that we want. And Kareem is that being that gives without any fear that He is, what is in stock by Him will get finished. That we give, then we think, I can only give so much, I can manage so much only. But Kareem is that being who has got no fear. The stocks of Allah Ta'ala never ever can get finished. Allah just gives and gives all the time. So when Allah Ta'ala is so kind, then we should have turned totally in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And solely in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, not our nafs, not people, not to please anyone else, but only to please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then Allah spells this out even further. Allah Ta'ala says that Rabbi Kareem is He, Alladhi Khalaqaka, who has created you. And there is nobody else who creates but Allah Ta'ala. Other people might manufacture, other people might assemble parts, etc. But creating is the work only of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that great being who creates whatever He wants to from Adam. That thing is not in existence and Allah creates it. And a thing which is in existence, Allah can destroy it and it becomes non-existent. Not only that it goes in the scrapyard, not only that it is buried in the ground, but it is still somewhere. Allah has got that power that Allah Ta'ala, what has been created, Allah destroys it and no more does it exist anywhere whatsoever. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala brings into existence of a thing which was not at all in existence before. So this all is in the power of Allah. Allah is that being, Alladhi Khalaq, and He has created you, O insan. Yeah, this is another very important point that we should think about and understand, and our iman must be on there, that Allah is the only one who has created us, no one else whatsoever. From nowhere else have we come. It is Allah who has created us, and He created us from non-existence. Our ruh was not non-existent. We were non-existent. Allah Ta'ala created us. So this is the command. Only Allah has taken responsibility for our creation. That anywhere something happens, somebody says, I did it. Some great achievement, then somebody comes out, it was me who did it. With regard to the creation of man, nobody else have ever said that we have created man. The most there is a theory, the theory, Darwin's theory of evolution. It is still till today just a theory. But very sadly, how many of us have started accepting that that is the actual fact? It's just a theory till today, which is in the whole world it's known as a theory. theory only. It's no proven fact whatsoever. But how many people are beginning to believe that really, that his theory that we were from monkeys, that we are from monkeys. Na'uzu billah. And he also, even Darwin's, it's a theory only. And he also does not say that we are from monkeys. That is just his idea, it's a theory. But yeah, Allah Ta'ala clearly says that he is the one who created us. And then, as in many other ayat, it comes. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Does not that time, man think of that time when there was no existence of mankind? Even Adam a.s. did not exist whatsoever. There was nothing of man whatsoever. Then came a time, like for us, for example, a person is 40 years old now, 41 years ago, there was no mention about him also. Nothing whatsoever. It is Allah Ta'ala who has created us. So our firm yaqeen and iman must come that Allah is our creator. And as it comes from the ayat in front, that Allah is not only our creator, is not only our Rabb, but He is Rabbi Kareem. He is most gracious, He is most kind, most compassionate, most merciful. All this means that now we should turn to Allah Ta'ala in total obedience. He who has given us everything, our thoughts must be with Him, our actions must be for Him, and after all, we are all going to return to Him only. So we should live our lives that we can please Him. And in that He is so Kareem, He is prepared to forgive, not prepared to forgive us, He commands us to ask for forgiveness and promises to forgive us on that. So such a kind being, after we have wronged Him so much in so many ways and still we don't turn to Him, then it is only to the peril and the loss of ourselves. May Allah save us from all these great losses. Turn to Allah in sincerity and become His true servants in the real meaning of the word. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا